You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guests today are all from representing Juno Lyric Opera. So let's start with introductions. And Alessio, let's start with you.
Hi, everyone. So what I have to say?
Your name.
I'm Alessio Borragine from Italy, from Rome. I'm here, very glad to be here for seeing Turiddu in Cavalleria Rusticana. That was one of my favorite role and opera from Italian compositors. I'm very glad to share this moment with the other person, very, very kind to me. Can I say?
So. Well, welcome and bienvenido.
Benvenuto. Gracias. Yes. Thank you.
For my Italian, that's so good.
That's all right. My stuff.
Welcome. And then Kristen Miller, co-producer. And would you please introduce yourself?
Yes. So I'm Kristen Miller. I'm on the board of Juno Lyric Opera, and I'm co-producing this production with Sarah Radke Brown, our executive director, who's also singing Santuzza. Did I get that right? Santuzza?
Oh, really?
Santuzza.
Okay, good. Perfect.
And to my left, which you can't see, is Brian Bembridge.
I'm Brian Sidney Bembridge. I am in from Chicago. This is my third show with Juno Lyric Opera, but my first time directing or staging with them, so.
Great. And do you have a role in the performance as well?
You do not want to hear me sing. I'm staging the piece and I'm designing the lighting.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for coming into town and lending us your expertise. Could one of you please tell me a bit about this opera? I have to say I don't know much about it, and I was hoping you could give me an overview. I think everyone's aware that Juno Lyric Opera is putting on the production of Cavalleria Rusticana, and it premieres next week. But maybe you could tell us a little bit about the story.
Me? the story of this opera is very... start from long time ago, because the premiere was in the 1890.
1890? That's how old this opera is.
In Italy, in Rome. Exactly in USA was the years next was in Philadelphia, the 1891. It was the premiere in USA. It's an opera from Verismo era.
It's the first of its kind in that operas were usually about, you know, royalty or supernatural. You know, they were huge productions. This was about real people, about real issues in their individual lives, and it was the first of its kind on the stage.
Right. So I'm very glad to be part of this production because in this opera. So I want to say that the writer was Giovanni Verga, libretto from Giovanni Verga, and then Mascagni made the music.
And who are you in the play?
I play Turiddu.
Is he the
Turiddu
main character?
Turiddu is the tenor. Is a bad boy.
He's a soldier.
He's a very
that comes back.
Very bad boy. I'm sorry. I hope you consider me only for my voice, not for my role. But
the opera takes place on Easter Sunday, and Turiddu, it opens with Turiddu singing, serenading his mistress, Lola, who is married to the local carter, Alfio, who's played by my husband, David Miller. And then the villagers, the choristers, are celebrating this beautiful spring morning. And Turiddu's girlfriend, Santuzza, appears looking for Turiddu at his mother, Mama Lucia's house, or tavern, rather. And over the course of the day, Santuzza, who has been excommunicated from the church, learns of Turiddu's affair with Lola and then tells Alfio, who's madly in love with Lola and seeks revenge.
Oh, no. So that's juicier than I imagined.
I told you.
Bellissimo, indeed.
After the Easter Sunday Mass, Turiddu leaves leads the villagers in a rousing drinking song, and you should pronounce this, Viva il vino spumeggiante, which I'm sure you've heard before, before being confronted by Alfio. A tense standoff.
Let's not give up the ad now.
We're not.
Okay.
A tense standoff ensues, during which Turiddu challenges Alfio to a duel by biting his ear. And then what happens next, you have to come to the opera to find out.
Oh, my goodness. That's quite exciting.
Lots of drama.
Lots of drama.
Even from this opera, some part of the music are used for very famous films.
Yeah,
that's movie. Right.
For example, the end of the third Godfather was in Sicily. And it was Cavaliere Siciliana was the performance where the daughter was killed.
Raging Bull too.
Was it the intermezzo? Yes.
Yeah.
Great, and we're going to hear that piece at the end of this interview. So those are the ones that are most familiar to most audiences, I'd say. Yeah. Who are some of the other folks in the play? Oh, you mentioned your husband and Sarah.
And Sarah Reiki Brown is Santuzza. We also have Jose Rubio coming back to town. He gets in today. And you might remember him as Walter Harper in the Princess Sophia opera last fall.
That's right.
So he's going to help our bass chorus section and then sing the part of Alfio on Friday night. So David can have a night off and maybe help the bass section that night. We have Wendy Burns as Lola, Ariana Orford as Mama Lucia. And that's the main cast. We have about 30 chorus singers. We have four dancers from Juno Dance Theater. We have Maestro Todd Hunt, who's been music directing everybody for months now. We have Sean Stendevad coming back to Juno she wrote and will be projecting the super titles above the stage. So
it'll be
in Italian with translations. And doors open at 6:15. We have beer and wine sales available. And then the opera starts at 7, lasts about an hour and 10 minutes or so.
You can buy a whole bottle of wine, sit at a cafe table, relax, enjoy the opera.
Yeah, for me, it would be very hard.
You'll be working.
Yeah.
It looks like the first performance is August 14th. That's a week from today.
Yes, it's a Wednesday night, and then a Friday night, Saturday night.
And Sunday?
Nope. Three performances.
Three performances. Okay, great. Yeah. Tickets on sale now. It will take place at the Juno Arts and Culture Center, aka the Jack, right next door. And you can get tickets at Harsay and Juno Opera. What else should we know about the play? Why else should we? What are some other reasons we should come and see it? As if all this juiciness isn't enough.
Actually, Brian should answer that. He's doing some interesting staging stuff for us.
Well, the music is beautiful. We're a company that doesn't do huge sets the focus is on the performances. So we have really beautiful performances that they'll be singing, and it's fun. You know, what's great about coming back to this opera is how it's supported by the community, and that's why I love coming here. It's the community that sings with the company. It's the community that invites people to come in from out of town to come sing with them. So it's always something new to see. So even if you feel like you've seen a lot of operas in Juno, again, this is going to be completely different. It's very minimal because the chorus, it will be stationary. So the focus will really be on our principals and their amazing voices.
Well, I think that the town will be really like ready for something like this. Are you guys ready? You got about a week.
We're pretty close.
We're close.
Yeah. We are ready.
You didn't say it's like a 24-piece
orchestra? How many orchestra?
Did we say that? I think it's close to 24. Yeah.
So with a lot of musicians. Well.
And we've also updated it. We've set it in the 1950s. So
in Sicily.
It'll be fun. It won't look dated, you know. And Shelley Wright has been helping us with costumes, and so it'll be kind of more fun and fresh.
Also, is a piece of Italy in Juno.
A piece of Italy in Juno. Yeah. I mean, that's reason enough for me.
Part of Italy.
It sounds kind of romantic in a bit of a twisted way. Well, thank you all so much for coming in to tell me about Cavalier Rusticana. Premieres next Wednesday, and their shows on the 16th and 17th as well. I think it's going to be a great show. I don't know how you got all these musicians and performers to get together over the summer and be in town, be in one place and rehearse. So that's
hard staying inside.
Yeah, that's a feat in and of itself. So best of luck with the premiere, and I hope it goes really well. And now we've got the piece, the intermezzo piece, from Cavalry Rusticana, this is the one from Raging Bull, yeah? Anything else you want to say about this piece of music before I play it?
It speaks for itself.
The music speaks.
Kristen, Alessio, and Brian, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.